Well, there's a certain buzz that comes from having a new CEO or an executive director, perhaps a new congressperson, new mayor, maybe even a new pastor coming to a church. That excitement can come from a variety of reasons. There's that excitement that comes from just filling the position, the eagerness of that coming to fruition. For us, it could be the end of the election. Newspaper articles and the mailers and getting back to the regular scheduled commercials. Perhaps that's exciting to you. But all these things are part of serving a greater purpose, which is this buzz that comes is probably also mostly attributed to having a promise for a better future. All of these leaders in our lives promise to help us hopefully lead into a better future. But then once they start their work, once they start their term, whatever it might be, there's this funny thing that can happen. There can be a little bit of a disconnect between your vision for what they're going to do and their vision for what they're going to do. There can be a disconnect between what they think is the right way and what you think is the right way. And we all know this happens no matter who the leader is. We have this experience. And then there's this other thing that happens is sometimes you might be driving after the same thing, but yet also you're going to be looking after the question of how you're going to get there. The how you get there sometimes is as important as the why or the what. All these things add up, and we find ourselves in a situation where we had some different expectations of what was going to happen and how this person was going to lead us. Now, this is the very crux of what is going on in that first Palm Sunday. It's the very crux of what Jesus and his disciples then go on to experience throughout the week, is there was a certain set of expectations that Jesus would have had put on him by the people that were with him, and they would have seen that on full display on that first Palm Sunday, and then by the end of the week, they would have seen that it was a complete reversal. What they were expecting is that Jesus was going to come into Jerusalem and take over by a might makes right sort of approach. That Jesus was going to ascend into power and that Jesus was going to make his way forward and overthrow the existing leadership and kick out the Romans and set up a new kingdom that he would be the king of. And the disciples expected him to use that might to make it right and also by way of making it right, put them in power as well. That's what they expected. But yet we know something very different unfolded. And it began to dawn on them that this is how it was going to go when Jesus was making his way into Jerusalem on that very first Palm Sunday. We see an inversion of the fact that Jesus wasn't going to lead and live and then die in a way where it was might make right. Rather, Jesus was going to give the extraordinary example that it's through humility and service that life is made right. And it begins at the very moment that at the outset of the celebration that they have. On that very first Palm Sunday, the people would have had palms, and we provided them for us today as a reminder of this for us, of the celebration, but also what it signified. They would have had palms, and they would have gathered on the streets of Jerusalem, and some would have been thrown on the ground, just like we saw our kids do today. Oh, that went the wrong way. Just more to vacuum up later, anyways. And then some of it would have happened such that they would have waved the palm branches and some would have thrown them on the ground and they would have said, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now, it may be lost on us, especially in our day and age, but wouldn't have been lost on them and certainly on the Jewish leaders who were watching and the Romans who would have certainly been there, that this reception that the Jews were giving to him, putting the palm branches, the cloaks, was reserved for the welcoming of a conquering military hero. This is the kind of celebration that was reserved for the Roman legions as they would have come home or they would have gone into one of the Roman capitals. If you can think back to watching Spartacus or Ben-Hur or Gladiator with Russell Crowe, you'll remember some of these scenes of great vintage of this celebration. And that's the kind of welcome that they were offering for Jesus because they thought he was going to rule in a might makes right sort of way. But the reality is Jesus showed them immediately that it wasn't going to be that way. Actually, he'd been showing that to them for a long time, but as they had gone along the way, some of them had missed it, some of them had read different things, they had seen different things, and the reality is Jesus, in this final week of his life, showed once and for all just how the way of God was not going to be of a way of might makes right, but rather it was going to be a way of love and service will make the world right. Jesus does not ride in on a white stallion, a horse of any kind. Jesus gets on the most humblest of animals and rides in on a donkey, a sign of his way of showing love. Jesus walks through this journey this week, and he has conversations such as the one we heard with the Greeks, where he says it's not through the establishment of one person that greatness will come. Rather, it's through one grain of wheat, as he gives it, must die so that fruit may be abundant. It isn't through the elevation of self that Jesus says might is going to make things right. It's through the elevation of service. And as we walk through Holy Week, as we remember this Palm Sunday, and as we celebrate it today, this is one of the things that I think the scriptures show to us as a message that we can cling to ourselves, is that in a world both then and now where we get messages continuously that it's a world of might makes right, that God wants us to hear another message, that God wants us to cling to this message, that it is through humility that the world is made better, that it is through service that our lives are enriched, and it is through seeking God's way, not the way of the world, that the world becomes the place God wants it to be. Now, this is one of those moments where I will confess to you that I need to take this message in, and this is why I share it, is because it's a message that I need to remind myself of all the time. It's a charge that God gives to all of us, and it's a charge that I don't get right all the time. And it's so easy to find ourselves listening to the messages around us instead of the message that God gives to us. And so as we seek to embody the best that God has for us, and as we seek to help other people come to know that love, we need to remember that if we can keep this in our hearts and our minds, that we will be able to be further part of God's work in this world. One of the things that happens for us is that when we cling to a might makes right attitude, we miss that God has been at work through service. And we attribute some of the things that have been done by people in the name of God to a might makes right attitude, the things that shouldn't be attributed to God. There's a sense in which we need to remember this so we can know what God has been doing with and through us in difference to the ways in which people have claimed that God has been at work. And so this is one of the distinctions that helps us take this scripture and remind us of the differences that we can make in our lives. The other thing that happens is if we look at the way in which people have thought God to be at work in the world and attribute it to this attitude, we can find ourselves falling prey to reinforcing the fact that it is a might makes right world, when rather God is calling us to live lives of humility. This is the challenge that we face in our day and age. Now, this isn't a new challenge. The disciples faced this challenge. Judas, one of the disciples, thought Jesus was going to overthrow the Roman government that week. And when he figured out that that wasn't going to happen, he's the one, as we know, who would betray Jesus. Peter thought that Jesus was going to establish this reign on earth and that he was going to be his chief officer or whatever it would be. And then he goes on to deny Jesus three times. And God remembers all these things and yet calls us back into relationship, so that we can pursue the way that God wants us to live. Not in the way of might makes right, but the way of humility, making life right for all. So as we seek to follow Jesus, as we seek to be ones who embody God's best for this world, let this remembrance of Jesus on Palm Sunday sit with us. Maybe there's going to be a moment in the week to come where the way that Jesus acted with the disciples and that crowd that week can inspire us to live with a forward foot of humility and not might. Maybe we're going to find ourselves in a situation where we're going to lift up one person through an act of service, and they'll continue to lift up someone else through this, a similar act in their life. Whatever it is, wherever we go, God wants us to lead. God wants us to live through humility. God wants us to be servants, just as Jesus gave us that extraordinary example, as he did something ordinary for us in that day. He went on to do something extraordinary for all of us. So let us be a part of that something extraordinary now and always.